And welcome to another edition of the Legal Geeks. With me, as always, is my geeky partner, Josh Gilliland. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Excellent, Jessica. And apparently we color coordinated without trying, so this is interesting.
We share one brain, Josh. We are here today to talk about a classic fairy tale that's getting a lot of attention these days because a new movie is about to be released that offers a new interpretation and kind of a what would happen later sort of a twist to this fairy tale. And I'm referring, of course, to the upcoming Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Boy, howdy. And I sat down and reread Hansel and Gretel. And my God, those Germans are pretty dark when they think about child care and in that part of history. Very, very dark. Like, maybe we shouldn't have children reading this. It's scary.
It is scary. I actually, you know, a lot of these old fairy tales, of course, the original tellings of them are horrible. But this one in particular, now as a mom, just breaks my heart, which is why I say before we leave the movie that I mentioned, which is why I do say I'm very excited about the movie. I love the idea of the movie, even though I do tend to be one of those who likes witches and feel like too often pop culture demonizes the idea of witches. I'm more the Terry Pratchett idea of witches. But nevertheless, I say I'm very excited about Hawkeye taking on this role as Witch Hunter, so I'm looking forward to the new movie.
And whenever you have a Bond girl playing Gretel, that's got to be good. So,
My favorite character from the X-Men is in it, too. Jean Grey from X-Men is in it, and I love Jean Grey, so I'm excited to see her, too. Although, it looks like she's going to be maybe a witch or one of the bad people in it.
We'll find out, but let's see, her name was it Famke, was it Jensen, or, yeah, I think that's her name, but yes, and she was in a variety of things, and Gemma Arrington, who was in... She was Strawberry Fields in Quantum of Solace. So.
I love those names.
Yeah, I'm being dyslexic. You look at that, it's like, ouch, I'm going to have to figure out how that's pronounced. But she was born with extra fingers, and now she's going to be in a movie about witchcraft, and, you know, we get to see her, get into a fist fight. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
That's right. They're kicking butt, and they're looking good.
It's actually, God bless them.
But speaking of the fairy tale, yes, let's go to the fairy tale. You're chomping at the bit to talk about what you've been thinking as you reread this and analyzed it with your brilliant legal mind. So tell me first, what are the key facts about the fairy tale for your legal analysis?
One, I would be definitely calling both Child Protective Services on the parents, and I really do think the Brothers Grimm needed a little therapy because they had some serious women issues, because both women in the story are very bad people. Very, very bad people.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's actually a story about two witches, and the first witch is the stepmother who married the father who had kids already from the prior marriage, and apparently mom one died.
Probably.
We don't know what happened to Mom 1, but stepmom, who's known as the woman, really isn't a pleasant person. Because, the down-on-the-luck woodcutter is having financial problems, can't afford food, they're starving, horrible things are happening. And so Mom has this, she decides to be Parent of the Year. God knows what this woman's Google searches would look like. But she decides, let's leave the kids in the woods. That's how we'll get rid of them, and then we will survive. And, one of the quotes from the story is, the children must go. We will take them further into the wood so that they will not find their way out again. There is no other means of saving ourselves.
Harsh.
If you thought Dickens painted a rough childhood for, English kids in the late 19th century, late 18th century, early 19th century in Germany was apparently really rough and not a good place to be if you were under 10. So
no.
That's kind of a factual overview of we'll leave the kids in the woods. They then find a gingerbread house and a witch, and the witch wants to eat them for food. So that's a recurring theme.
A gross theme.
Yeah. And then they kill the witch and go home and find out that the evil stepmother had died. So two for one deal of, you know, the evil witch and the evil stepmother die. And dad's apparently forgiven for, I'm sorry I listened to your evil stepmother who made me leave you in the woods to die. Luckily, you got all the witch's, you know, jewels and precious stones, and therefore we're going to be okay. So that's, when you think about it, really dark. And then there's the legal analysis that takes place.
So what are, for the parents, for the dad and the stepmom, what are the main legal issues that they would face if this were in modern-day America?
Well, being a California attorney, those were the statutes that I looked up. And so you have the duty of parents, you know, under the California Family Code is you have to provide for your children. And it's an equal responsibility for both parents. You can't just, we're not going to feed that one. You know, you can't do the, like, hey, we're going to have to downsize the family so there are going to be some layoffs. We don't allow that in civil society.
No.
I'm like, you can put a kid up for adoption. There are a variety of things. But to go like, hey, this just isn't working out. We're going to lay off the children. You know, there's the law would have a problem with that. And then there's the child endangerment aspect of it. You know, which makes me think back to Harry Potter and Dickens and everything else. But you can't just do bad things to children that could cause great bodily harm or willfully permitting, you know, children to suffer and deciding we're going to leave the kids in the woods so they can fend for themselves would definitely fall under a child endangerment statute. And you can then start, you know, and that's the stuff to take away kids and, you know, you're violating the California Penal Code and probably every other state and most countries' laws across the planet because we don't tolerate that stuff. So then you get into civil liability that you could have a guardian ad litem, mm-hmm. you know, bring against the parents and suing them, you know, and going like negligent infliction of emotional distress, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and, you know, abandonment issues and all kinds of other stuff. That's just against mom and dad because dad doesn't escape this because the evil woman talked him into it. Dad needed to
not at all. Dad is just as bad. Yes.
He doesn't get a free pass. It's like, God, I feel horrible about leaving my kids to die. Here's an idea. Don't.
Leave the, kick the woman out. That saves you some money right there.
Yeah. If the woman's evil, if at any point in a relationship your spouse says, like, hey, let's bump off the kids, that's a good sign that relationship's going to end. That's, there are problems at that point.
Let's get
conspiracy. Both civil and criminal conspiracy charges could be lumped in with that as well because they conspired to lay off the children by leaving them in the woods to die. So that's against mommy and daddy.
Well, how about the charming witch out with the gingerbread house? What kind of legal issues would she be facing?
Well, let's see now. She decided to entice children with a gingerbread house so she could then capture them, fatten them up for slaughter. So with them, right out of the gate, we get kidnapping, and, you know, and the gingerbread house would be an instrumentality for kidnapping because it's there to entice the children. She then captures the children, and Hansel is held in the stable, being fed great food to fatten him up for slaughter. Gretel is fed only crab shells, which God knows what that did to her poor little digestive tract.
Yeah.
And used as... it's horrible, and then used as child labor to help kill her own brother, which probably didn't sit well with her. Gretel is the only good girl in the story. The other women in it are inherently evil, and we have a poor victimized little girl. And the little brother seems to have undying faith, so he's this little pillar of faith that things are going to work out and be okay. So when we think about, we have kidnapping, we have intentional infliction of emotional distress. We have what would be attempted cannibalism. Now, most states that I've looked at, I actually, you know, did some searches for statutes prohibiting cannibalism and couldn't find any. So there has to...
Whoa, that's kind of odd.
We actually, you know, during World War II, there was one of the islands near Iwo Jima where pilots were shot down, and five, you know, it's like four out of the five who crashed on the island were eaten by the Japanese, not because they wanted a snack, but it was this weird perversion of, you know, the Shinto beliefs that they would eat the livers. Well, when the war crimes trials came, the American prosecutors had no idea how to deal with that, so they went with desecration of a corpse because that wasn't under, you know, the War Crimes, you know, Act. And the only pilot to survive that landed in the water and was picked up by a submarine, and his name was George H.W. Bush.
Wow.
Man's a hero, and I hope he's doing okay. But we would have similar problems if we actually had... It's a good thing. He's nice. But when you think about Hansel and Gretel and this witch, you know, if you actually were trying to prosecute someone who wanted to eat children, it's definitely a form of battery, and it would be a form of attempted murder, definitely. And as you think about it, if they actually did kill somebody and eat them, you know, the Jeffrey Dahmer type situation, that was one of the cases that actually did talk about cannibalism, just referring to Dahmer as a cannibal. You're going to have to look at, I would say, if the act's completed, murder and then desecration of a corpse.
Okay.
Those would probably, I think that would be the theories that they would have to pursue. You have the additional criminal ones against the witch include, obviously, you know, torture. Because the way that she treats the children, you know, the way that Gretel's treated and being used, and Hansel kept in a stable, definitely torture. It would also be aggravated mayhem, which is, you know, in one of the code sections right before torture, and which is similar to torture in how you look at it. And one of the, you know, ways that gets into aggravated mayhem is when you look at circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the physical or psychological well-being of another person. And so preparing to eat someone and, like, keeping them for a month and torturing little children, I think would fall under that, and definitely fall under, you know, the same facts would go to torture as well. Because if you're going to prosecute somebody, go big. I mean, just, you know, go after them. And then we get into attempted murder, but Gretel, being a resourceful little girl, you know, pushes the evil German witch into a giant oven and locks it, burning the evil witch alive. Took out the witch, saved the brother, you know, then they effectively, you know, spoils of war type of thing, and take the witch's, you know, money, and then go home. But for attempted murder, you know, you have to show a direct step that you're going to kill somebody. And be it the month long of trying to fatten Hansel up, and since the witch had poor eyesight, he just sticks out a little twig instead of his finger, so that way he still feels not and, you know, not healthy. Resourceful little guy, but smart. That all goes smart. Obviously, deciding to bake Gretel first would show attempted murder because she actually lit the fires with the intent of pushing the little girl into the oven to bake her. So, not a nice lady. So, those are just... Then you get the civil action against the witch, which would sound similar to the parents. You have intentional infliction of emotional distress. You have negligent infliction of emotional distress. Some of the criminal charges can have a civil component as well, you know, for a right of action, you know, in being able to sue somebody for that. So, if there was a witch's guild that you could go out after, I would definitely go out. I mean, this, you know, a civil attorney would treat this like finding a gingerbread house of candy. They would go absolutely wild with the causes of action, and a DA would go nuclear as well. So there's a lot there. But on one level, it's dark. You read it and go like, I don't know if this is a children's story. That seems pretty messed up. And, the Brothers Grimm really had a weird feeling towards women, because the two women in it are evil.
They must have had a very overpowering evil mom and maybe a very ineffectual father. But the Brothers Grimms are twisted. I am now thinking that, you know, I don't like horror movies or scary movies, and I feel like we just walked through one, so I'm now going to have to watch several episodes of Community to try and purge my brain of all these unpleasant visions you've put in it, Josh. I'm really pretty grossed out right now.
Think of ponies. Think of, you know, sparkles and rainbows. Just clear your head of anything unpleasant. As
cannibalism, torture, any of those
just
awful
don't read
things.
Any children's.
Yeah, I stay away from fairy tale.
So,
I know.
We'll read that to a kid. It'll be fine. What emotional damage could possibly happen from reading that to a small child?
That's the next piece you can do on, yeah, the negligent infliction of emotional distress, reading these things to kids, actually reading these fairy tales. There's going to be a cause of action against parents, so.
Yeah. There's a reason why Disney makes these sound nice when they make a movie. There's, because if they actually went with the original source material, if any production company did, be like, whoa, there's going to be some crying. There's going to be some screaming.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that to a child, so.
Oh,
so that's me.
All right.
And, but let
well,
me
I think
see,
on that
you
note,
know, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Yes, Witch Hunters good, actual fairy tale bad, and I'm gonna go watch Abed and and Pierce and some others. So, all right. Well, thank you, Josh, for this very
stay
disgusting
geeky,
post. Stay geeky, Josh. Bye bye.
Stay geeky.